say it's going to be a good day. Hiya, gang. It's Friday, the 4th of May. It's Doug Steffen on the radio. Jennifer Horne. That's my Sasha.
Freaking me out.
Sasha Baron Cohen act. He could sound like that, don't you think? Although
sure.
He's the dictator now. Not having much luck getting coverage in England because the BBC says he can't come on their talk shows.
They don't trust him.
Well, they want him to be him, and he wants to come on as the character, that general, what is it, Aladdin? I think that's his name in the movie.
Ryan Seacrest. He'll never forget.
Yeah, right. How many of you remember that story from the Academy Awards? Why don't you retell that story? Jennifer Horne here on Good Day with the story behind the story.
Well, a lot of people saw this. Walking the red carpet into the Academy Awards,
yes.
Sacha Baron Cohen went up to Ryan Seacrest, was getting interviewed when he...
As General Aladdin.
He apparently had Kim Jong-il's ashes with him, and he accidentally, quote-unquote, spilled them all over Ryan.
Yeah, what a shame.
I think it was pancake mix, but, you know.
All right, so anyway... that's the story. That's an important story. A lot of you are not following that, so now you have the rest of the story. The dictator is supposed to be, I think, a combination of Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. Isn't that what the character
is based on?
And Kim Jong-il,
I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, all
he
of
likes
them
running suits, which is
together.
A favorite of Kim's.
You saw yesterday a selection of letters that came from the bin Laden compound released online, revealing that bin Laden was worried about dysfunction in Al-Qaeda.
No.
The documents seem to show that he his influence was waning. He was worried about that. Spoke about losing trust from Muslims that he wanted to incite against their government. I wanted to incite against the West. Quote, I plan to release a statement that we are starting a new phase to correct the mistakes we've made, bin Laden wrote. In doing so, we shall reclaim, God willing, the trust of the large segment of those who lost their trust in the jihadists. Bin Laden also continued to come up with plots against the U.S., even though he lacked the resources to carry them out. He wanted to assassinate President Obama, and also he referred to Joe Biden as utterly unprepared to be vice president. He'd take office, and that would be the end of the United States.
Huh.
So he thought. All right, so, and you wonder whether or not this is a commentable question. 800-510-8255. Doug at DougSteffen.com. At Facebook, it's Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And on Twitter, it's @Good Day. The essence of whether or not Obama got wind of this, and that's why he hurried up. That's why this thing, I wonder if anybody's examined that.
That's interesting. So he heard he was a target, and he decided to sweep in.
Let's make sure we get him. Get rid of him.
Before he gets me.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, it's possible, don't you think?
I would imagine that all presidents, whoever it would have been or could have been, would have been his target, though.
Yeah.
You must know that you're a target if you're not his favorite person, at least.
Well, but in this circumstance, they had they say that they had the intelligence that said that Obama was the target of Osama. I mean, I get that. Remember when he ran in 2000, I kept saying one and meant the other.
Mm-hmm.
Osama, but anyway, I don't want that to be necessarily the hallmark of my career.
No.
But
probably no. It was just a letter to your credit. You're
right.
Just a letter off.
800-510-8255, the Friday review of what's going on today, what's gone on in the last 24 hours, maybe a few items of interest from the week, this continuing conversation about the so-called Chinese activist, Mr. Chenghua Cheng. He appealed for asylum yesterday, Jennifer, begging the United States to take him. Hillary Clinton's, he wanted to get
custody,
on her plane.
Then he was
she
out
was
of
there,
custody.
Yes. Well, yeah,
well,
Hillary Clinton was there, and he wanted to get on the plane with her. He was in a hospital in Beijing where he's being treated for a broken foot. He said he fears for his family's well-being, wants to get them out of the country. He had a change of heart about an earlier deal in which he agreed to remain in China in exchange for guarantees about his wife and children. The U.S. is working with China to resolve the issue. Is this a political issue? Will this be just like the bin Laden thing? And if he screws this up, will Osama, oh, there I am again, will Obama become the brunt of the criticism? And are they worried about that in the Democratic Party? Will the Republicans take advantage of this? Is this a political issue? 800-510-8255. Does everything become these days a political issue? Look what happened, Jennifer, to Ashton Kutcher, who debuted a new commercial for Pop Chips. I don't even know. It must be some...
Oh, they're kind of tasty. They're air-popped chips. Right. Yeah, so it's they're low-fat, not baked, not fried.
So Kutcher is a variety of characters in the ad. He's a biker, he's a hippie, and he's an Indian guy named Raj.
Mm-hmm.
The ad, not well received in the Indian community. What is the Indian community? What does that mean, the Indian community?
The people from India, Doug.
I don't know. I know
one of the people that kind of led the march against this was a blogger, so I don't know if that counts for anything.
What's the problem? They think that he's making fun of them. He probably is having fun.
I think it was the brown face makeup. Because he did the outfit, he did the voice, but then they put brown face on him, and I guess that was what offended people.
But Indians have brown faces.
They do, but it would be like wearing black face now.
So that's racist.
It's racist.
The blogger's name is Anil Dash. Called it a hackneyed, unfunny advertisement, with the punchline being that he's doing this all in a fake Indian outfit. And then the blogger said, I think the people behind this Pop Chips ad are not racist. I think they just made a racist ad. Is everything racist? That's the question.
It could be.
Everything is racist.
Just like everything is political. You said, could something be political? Everything can be political.
If that's the case, then why do they pull it? We didn't, the
what
people...
do you mean?
Well, they pulled this, the people at Pop Chips pulled the ad saying we didn't mean to offend anybody. You can be offended by anything. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you could say something to me about my cows.
Yes.
I'd be offended. I could be offended by that. Your cows are fat.
Yes.
That's an offensive...
And if I said that, I would pull my commercial saying that, Doug, if it offended you.
Really?
Yes, I would. I would pull the statement.
But my milk is better because it comes from fat, healthy cows.
Right.
So why would I be upset about that? It just, okay, so let's see. Is it offensive to farmers to show people wearing those suspender jeans?
Overalls?
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know. Is it? You're a farmer. Does that offend you?
No, I don't wear them. But I think a lot of people look at those pictures and think, yeah, farmers, hicks. That's offensive. Hey, what is the, think of anything along these lines. You're a short person. Remember all the big deal about that? Oh, the short community is offended by Randy, what was his name? The short people song?
Oh, Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, yeah. That's offensive. All right? Curly-haired people. Let's see. Who is the little redhead, freckle-faced girl?
Annie.
Annie, right. That's offensive to freckle-faced, red-haired girls with curly hair.
No, it wasn't, because Annie was awesome.
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, though. I know. Everybody's offended by something. But
Pippi Longstreet, those glasses.
Longstocking?
Longstocking, her too.
Longstreet was some kind of dancer, I think.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
I'm offended by Michael the way he answers the phone call. The phone callers at 800-510-8255. I think he's offensive the way he says Doug Steffen. I don't like his attitude. I find it offensive. I think he should be fired.
I think there is a little bit of a line. I mean, I think I think the line is the brown face. I really do. It's
really?
The makeup.
Yeah.
I think if they had just made it kind of an accent thing, I don't know if it would have caught so much attention.
But please help me understand. Why is putting on brown face makeup offensive? If they had an Indian play that, then
do you think
the person would have a brown face.
Do you think that blackface is offensive, though?
Well,
The answer is
why?
Yes.
Why is it offensive if somebody's just playing? I remember,
because it's taking a white person and it's putting makeup on them and turning them into something else, and people.
So, all right. So, is it offensive to white people if a black guy puts white makeup on to play a white person?
I don't know.
Ah. I remember.
I do know that Eddie Murphy did that, though, on Saturday Night Live, if you remember that. Way back, he became a white guy.
It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was funny. So, I'm afraid that I'm not buying this, but listen, I don't have to. The guy from the Indian Nation. Remember that song by Mark? Who did that song? It was Indian rhythm. It was like completely.
I know
offensive.
What you're talking about. And also Tim McGraw. Yeah.
Lindsay from, what the heck's the name of that group? All right. Anyway, Tim McGraw
also has one called Indian Outlaw. And I guess he doesn't play it in concert ever because it offended the Indians. Seriously, he'll never play it. It's a great song. He'll never play the song.
Why do people find this offensive? What is the problem? 800-510-8255. Am I just an insensitive cur? I don't get it. Apparently I am, yeah. All right. Well, my daughter doesn't think that. She thinks I'm a sensitive new age
guy. You are a sensitive guy. Probably no one more sensitive than you.
To the point of this being silly or stupid, it is just, I mean, people can react the way they want to, but I think it's foolishness. At any rate, makes great conversation. The guy doesn't have to pay a penny for his ad, and everybody's talking about it.
I was going to say, he got more attention than if he had run it. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure Ashton Kutcher got his fee, which is probably somewhere around the same fee that he gets for doing his television show. I bet he gets $750,000 for a commercial like that. So he made his money. This guy, I mean, I don't even know what Pop Chips was before. Now I do. Mm-hmm. So these guys, in fact, the PR company are probably geniuses, figured this out way ahead of time. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. And here are just some of the many reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The government is snitch coming up here on Good Day.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Put off till tomorrow what you can do today. That's one thing.
You got something that you really like? Do it. Enjoy it. Be a hedonist. Matter of fact, this weekend, I'm going to Hedonism USA. Yeah, you go.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
And Warren Littlefield, my former boss, the former head of this network, has written a book called Top of the Rock, about the rise and fall of NBC. And critics said today in the paper, you'll laugh and you'll cry. See, you'll laugh if you work for another network, and you'll cry if you work here. That's kind of the whole gist of it.
Think of the miles on Saturday. I can't believe it's been almost a year since the last time I threw up in a sombrero. Cinco de Mayo commemorates the Mexican Army's defeat of their French occupiers during the Franco-Mexican War. It's a day of much Mexican pride, and nothing fills the Mexican community with pride like white people eating chimichangas and drinking upside-down margaritas at Chili's. You know, if it weren't for the Irish and the Mexicans between the Super Bowl and the 4th of July, we would have no reason to get drunk. So, gracias, as they say.
I was just reading about this. Qantas Airlines will start attaching electronic tags to luggage to keep it from getting lost. And they're going to start doing that once they find the suitcase containing all the electronic tags. They're beautiful. Speaking of air travel, this week the TSA found 3 landmines in a woman's luggage at Newark Airport. Or as she put it, damn, is the limit too? Because my son really wants these landmines. What's wrong with people?
The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, following the announcement from Spirit Airlines, they were going to charge $100 for extra bags. People starting to think, how ridiculous is this? So the question yesterday at DougStephan.com, which is your least favorite thing about flying? And 27% of you, 39% of you said the TSA. Hip, hip, hooray for that.
Don't love them.
27% said delays.
That's what I voted for.
15% said baggage fees. 13% said ticket prices. And 6%.
No peanuts. That's my answer.
Yeah.
No more peanuts.
You can still get peanuts on Southwest.
On Southwest. So,
I think there are a couple of airlines. They offer you the opportunity. There's another, by the way. That's just another example of something that has been, in my estimation, completely blown out of proportion to the point where it is out of control. I have to put up a sign in my little dairy store on the farm.
Yeah, no peanut products.
Right? Well, no, we offer them, but we put up a sign, and I don't know if we have to, but the girls in the store thought it was important to just tell people that there are peanut products in some of the ice creams or some of the things that we have available for sale in the store. Can you imagine 10 years ago doing that? And where did all these people with the allergies come from? Where did the allergies come from?
Maybe it's part of the alien invasion.
You think that's what it is?
Maybe they can't eat peanuts on Mars. Yeah. Who knows?
All right, so our poll today at DougStephan.com, follows the story, the football story of Junior Seau, his death. And the poll asks, after all of these lawsuits over head injuries, have you changed your attitude about letting your children play football? A, yes, unless something changes, it's too dangerous. B, a bit, but I might let them play if they promise to be careful. C, no, all these lawsuits are just about money. Let them play. There are plenty of examples. For those of you who haven't followed, I can't imagine there are a whole lot of people that don't know what we're talking about, because football is replacing, I think, baseball as a national pastime. And certainly during that season, it is. And the amount of injuries that are happening, the number of people, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lawsuits now against the NFL. Do you know that? Because of the, and I think it's going to happen at college level, happen at high school level, something you've got to be very careful about in many different ways. At least that's my feeling on it. My feeling is my feeling. Your feeling is your feeling. 800-510-TALK to express your feelings here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Whether you're visiting a city for the first time or the 10th, you'll want to be able to explore it from a more local perspective instead of like a tourist. And here's exactly how you can do that. One great resource is Spotted by the Locals. That's an online guide written by insiders. It's constantly being updated so you can stay on top of hidden gems like vintage clothing stores in Berlin and art house cinemas in Paris. Now, you can always book a guided tour, but make sure you do it with somebody who really knows what they're talking about, not just a hired gun. Context Travel has walking tours that are actually led by trained professionals. What does that mean? We're talking a walking tour of London by a Victorian scholar, or a tour of Istanbul's markets led by a local culinary expert. And don't forget to look for tours that highlight emerging neighborhoods instead of the same old touristic icons. There are still ways to explore a city from a different perspective. You just need to know where to look. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This commercial has stopping power, my friends, so listen up. NAPA is offering up to a $50 mail-in rebate card with the purchase of qualifying brake products. So hurry or stop in. NAPA brakes are built to the highest quality standards and designed to improve stopping in all conditions. So come on into your local NAPA auto parts store or auto care center. $50, that's real money, my friend. NAPA
know-how. Mail-in rebate available with qualifying purchase at participating NAPA auto parts stores and auto care centers. Visit NAPAonline.com for details. Offer expires 5/31/12.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Conversationally, the Doug Steffen Good Day program focused on the things you may not have found out in the last 24 hours or so, things that are going on, maybe a few items about the what's going on here in our country this week and overseas. They're still nervous, the Europeans, about money, the Greeks, what's happened there. Nobody seems to, Jennifer Horn, you hear it every once in a while, well, we're going to be just like Greece if we keep spending money. But we keep spending money. I'm on the town meeting in Framingham where I live. Mm-hmm. And last night the town meeting without me voted to spend $550,000 on a new fire engine. And it's the number of people who just don't know the way these fiefdoms, the fire department, the police department, the public works department, they all want to have their own stuff. Not that the sanitation department needs a fire engine, but we're going to have a loader for this department and a loader for that department. And they keep spending money. The town's outraged at the tax bills and what it costs to run the town. And the town meeting is still voting on all of this stuff. We need a new fire engine in this town, like I need another ankle. This fire engine, these things are built to last for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But because there's some cycle in the fire department code or credo or the National Association of Fire Chiefs says you're supposed to replace the engines every 10 years or whatever. So people follow blindly. And I've made it, because this is my first year on the town meeting, I've made it a practice not to get up, not to say anything. I just want
to sit and listen. Right, you're trying to just hang back now.
Right, exactly. But I was very tempted to get up because I have a lot of equipment. I know about equipment. I know how these things are based. Would it be exactly the same as a brand new one? No. Is it sufficient? Does it do what's required? Does it have any safety issues? No. They all said, they talk about it has 150,000 miles on the truck. So what? Those things are built like tanks. And it just is amazing.
I admire
amazing
you for not wanting to say anything, but how close was the vote? I mean, could you have
it? Wasn't close at all.
It?
No, I will. So I might have affected it had I gotten up and spoken.
That's what I mean. Maybe you should.
There were 20, I don't know, we have, I think there were 140-some-odd people there last night. And the 20-some-odd voted against it, even though the Finance Committee voted against it, the Safety Committee, all of these various committees on town meeting floor said, no, this is not necessary. The town meeting voted for it anyway. So, anyway, it's town meeting season for those of you who are around the country in towns where they have a town meeting. It's kind of fun, isn't it? And it's
informative. Is it every night?
That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every week until all the warrant articles are passed. We're on Article 31. There are 44 items. May be able to finish it, although there's a lot of controversial stuff next week about budgets and assessments and taxes and stuff. So, but it's just it's very informative. It's it is fun in the sense that there are a lot of very interesting characters who are there that want to be heard, and watching the faces, the expressions on the people who are sitting around me or about, you know, around whom I am sitting, mm-hmm. as these various speakers, that they all know them, and it's just funny. But it's part of the process, and it's a good, healthy part of the process. I was thinking Framingham ought to be a city, and after sitting in town meeting for a couple of weeks, I think, well, maybe not. Maybe we just have to have better people running for some of these slots, like selectmen, making these decisions. There are too many town meeting members who work for the town or have interests in town. Maybe that's part of it. They feel like they need to get... I mean, I certainly have interests in town, run a business in town, have a farm in town, pretty unique. But you know, that's what the world is made up of, people who have special interests. I encourage you to participate in your local government. It's the best way to find out what's really going on, and you can have an impact. Those of you especially who are loud in your complaints and you say, oh, what can I do? You can do exactly that. Get involved. And you'd be amazed. Enough people. I mean, look at the protest movements this week. All of the, you know, sort of back into protest zone with many of the major cities in the country having protests about minimum wage stuff. But there are other things that are being protested as well. Many people protesting the amount of money being spent by communities, just what we're talking about here. Where does it stop? Where do you hold the line? 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. We've been talking about things that are offensive earlier, if you hadn't heard the conversation about Ashton Kutcher and his new commercial for Pop Chips, which was on and off, on, off almost as quickly, because as part of the commercial, he plays an Indian fellow named Raj, and he has brown face makeup on, and one of the Indian bloggers named Anil Dash says, it's racist. So we got into a conversation about some of this stuff. I think the reality here is that Pop Chips is probably very happy they ran this ad, even though it may
score.
Not be.
Yeah, it right, might have exactly. offended a couple people.
A couple of
score.
Indians, but in general, and I said this, I don't know, I never heard of Pop Chips before. Now I know I'm going to go out and buy some. Just see
you
what they
like
do.
Them. They're good.
Yeah, okay. So what's offensive? Has the question been asked too many times, or is there something to this? Mike, what's offensive?
Hello. Well, I was just curious. I had a couple of comments on the offensive Indians and peanuts thing. But, you know, like the Simpsons have been on for over 20 years. They're mm-hmm. yellow. And Apu that runs the cookie
true.
Mart,
mm-hmm.
he's brown. And, you know, nobody seems to take offense to him.
I think people are... And get out and come again.
I think yeah. the Simpsons are extraordinarily offensive. I think they're aimed at being offensive. I think that people know it. I think Fox expects that people are going to be upset. Some people are going to be upset. That's part of the program.
Look at South
yeah.
Park. South Park, you know, features
well,
a character that's trying to unite the two Hispanic characters because they should be together since they're both from the same background. I mean,
yeah.
they do stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. And who gets
yeah.
upset about it? Nobody
yeah.
has got
yeah.
any common sense.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the peanuts allergies.
Yeah.
Well, there was two peanuts walked out of a bar. One was assaulted.
Doug? Assaulted?
Okay, Mike. You have it.
Mike.
Thank you very
Good
much.
Good for Friday.
Yeah. Two peanuts walked out of a bar. One of them was assaulted. Yeah. It's a 19 before... Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen reviewing the items of interest here. Facebook and the organ donor deal. A couple of things about Facebook this morning. One of them is that Mr. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, is worth $11.7 billion.
Wow.
According to the latest filing.
And he's not even 30 yet, right?
He's old enough for you. The company is worth.
I love how you think.
Listen, I'm there for you, Jenny, baby. The company's worth $98 billion. They're going to go public, try to raise $24, $25 billion, apparently, later this year. And so the stat, you have to, when you file all this stuff, you have to explain what everybody's worth, what their interest is in the company. And so the profile suggested Zuckerberg, the value of his holdings, about $11.7 billion, which is more than the guy who's number two at Apple, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway.
Unbelievable.
A lot of money. Okay, that's one item of interest when it comes to Facebook. The other is this organ donor status. And whether or not this is a good idea, is this creepy or not for you, Jennifer?
It's a little creepy. I don't need to know what my friends choose to do with their organs and their donations. It's on my ID. Why do I need to put it on Facebook?
Yeah. Well, because you become like everybody else. The thing about Facebook is you either become a part of the pack or you're singled out for not being part mm-hmm. of the pack. And I think that's part. I don't know whether that was the original idea here. I think it's very obvious that this is a cultural phenom that directs people. They, like you just said, do I want to be part of that? Do I want to go along with the program? Do I want to go along with all of this to get along? Will I be seen as an outsider if I don't? And this week, I suppose maybe the good side of this week saw the number of folks who were organ donors, the number of people who have said, I will give my organs to science or to medicine, increase like fourfold or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's bad.
And I don't think it's bad either, and I think it maybe educates kids. Because, you know, when you first become a driver, you can't make that decision, right? It's probably when you renew that you can make the donor decision, if you're 16.
Is it 16 or 18? I don't know. But I'm just trying to think it through.
When you first become a driver, I would imagine at 16 your parents would have to choose if you become a donor or not.
Yes.
So this kind of, I guess, raises awareness for kids because you don't have it. You have to make that conscious decision after you're 18. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
800.
It seems stupid. They're not checking Facebook when you're in a car accident. They're checking your license.
510-825-5255. Back to the NFL players. More than 100. We were talking about the death of Junior Seau and the suits that have been filed. I just found out, and we have the story now posted at DougStefan.com. More than 100 former NFL players have filed concussion lawsuits against the NFL. Recently, there are 1,500 of these cases already. That's one of the reasons the NFL put $75 million aside when they did their negotiating last year. So the poll, you can follow that. Take it if you'd like. We'd like to have your input at DougStefan.com. If you have high cholesterol, you know your doctor has told you better manage it. You better do something about it. You don't want the high cholesterol condition that you have to possibly lead to your having a heart attack or to your having any form of heart disease. So follow the advice of many cardiologists looking for the safest, most effective way to lower your cholesterol level is as easy as looking at Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce your cholesterol level. Also help lowering the bad fats, the triglycerides. You all have your physical every year, right? You look at your blood work, don't you? Don't you know where all these numbers are? Your doc, don't leave it to your doctor. Know what the story is yourself. Take responsibility for your health and well-being yourself. And a good way to do that is to take this 30-day safe, free trial of FDA-registered Cardiol. So easy to take, one capsule a day. You will find you testing your blood before you get on this product, get a test again afterwards. You'll see the numbers going down. So the free 30-day trial is yours by dialing 888-809-6424. That's toll-free, 888-809-6424. You can also go online to Cardiol, cardiol.net/free offer, or call toll-free 888-809-6424. Why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it?
Referrals. Simple word, right? to a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
It is a guy thing. We have guys and girls here, both on the program and listening lots. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the overview in this hour of what is happening. You can follow a lot of the information at DougSteffen.com. A postscript to the discussion of the NFL concussion debate. Jennifer has found a fellow who has gone very, very public with this, Jennifer.
Yes, Marcellus Wiley has come out and he said that he's very concerned about all the concussions that he and his teammates have received in the past. And he's really calling for the NFL to step up a little bit. And, you know, there's been a lot of allegations that the NFL has been hiding the long-term effects of concussions. And so this guy's really starting to speak out. And I think Junior Seau was a teammate of his, so this kind of just pushed it to the forefront for him. Mm-hmm. And I sent this information to our producer because I think he'd make a really interesting guest on the show just from his perspective. Mm-hmm. He said he's had over 5 serious concussions in his NFL career. So
very dangerous stuff. Yep, very dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
Parents who let their children play football with all this information, or soccer or hockey, are, I think, irresponsible parents, frankly. It's my read on it. You read it the way you want. Free country. 800-510-8255. The Justice Department has made 1,745 requests from a secret court for authority to wiretap or search for evidence in what they say are terrorism and espionage investigations, much like the circumstances that presented themselves in the Cleveland bomb threat. There are apparently, if you believe the numbers, another 1,700 of these things, like the Cleveland bomb threat, being followed by the FBI and the Justice Department. What does that make you think about being comfortable, huh? More fear. Let's scare everybody. 51 past the hour.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
All right, it's 53 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I dealing now with the issues. I guess it's a continuation of the sort of material that we had, the discussion of Facebook. This is all about technology, social media. Shelley Palmer is here. He's our outside reporter, if you will, with information on Samsung unveiling the much-anticipated Samsung Galaxy S3 in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top-brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Samsung has unveiled the much-anticipated Samsung Galaxy S3. This new smartphone has a simple mission: be the best Android smartphone you can buy. And although it won't hit the States until this summer, it may be just that. The Samsung Galaxy 3 features a big, bright 4.8-inch HD screen, an 8-megapixel camera, a removable battery, a super-fast quad-core processor, and it runs the Android 4.0 Ice Cream Sandwich operating system. In non-geek speak, that means a beautiful big screen, excellent pictures, long battery life, and the best and latest version of Google's Android operating system. It also comes in two colors, kind of blue and white. And it will have lots of internal memory and a micro SD card slot for more storage. The Samsung Galaxy S3 has no price, and the company's not saying anything about phone companies just yet. However, we do know that when it arrives in the States, it will be a 4G-capable phone. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This year's Cinco de Mayo is extra special. One automaker is revving up its engines to celebrate. Brian Osich has some more info for you here.
Like Germany's Oktoberfest and Ireland's St. Patrick's Day, the U.S. has also adopted Mexico's celebration of its culture. This year marks the 150th anniversary of Cinco de Mayo, and General Motors is joining in on this annual celebration of Mexican heritage. GM's head of consumer affairs, James Bell.
GM has a long history with consumers in Mexico, dating back to 1935, and we intend to grow a relationship with customers in that region. We have accomplished incredible milestones thanks to the efforts and dedication of our dealership network in Mexico over the past 75 years.
The market for automobiles in Mexico in 2011 approached the 1 million vehicle mark, and for 2013, GM has introduced the Chevrolet Spark, which has some color offerings named after items you may find at a Fiesta.
We have several vibrant color choices on the all-new Spark, but two in particular stand out to me. One is salsa red, and the other is jalapeno green.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
In just the past 5 years, one award has grown to define what it means for a community to become the best it can be. And what's the award? $20,000 worth of trees. Bobby Owens tells us how some communities are branching out.
This year's winners of the Siemens Sustainable Community Award are Chicago, Santa Monica, and Purcellville, Virginia. Each community was recognized for its effort to help improve their society and environment. Santa Monica's Mayor Pro Tempore, Glenn Davis.
One of our great initiatives is to create an opportunity for people to use mobility systems other than automobiles to get around. That obviously reduces our carbon footprint, but it also has the side effect of making our citizenry more healthy because they are walking or biking to work instead of driving in their own car.
Siemens' Allison Taylor says these communities are winners because they take a comprehensive approach to sustainability as a lever to overall success.
We love to get best practices and stories out there so that communities can tell each other what they've been doing and get great ideas, because that way they can go back home and everybody can start doing even more in their community.
For more, log on to usa.siemens.com. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
Napa Know How! Get ready to take Napa to the cleaners! Stop into Napa and get Napa Max non-chlorinated brake cleaner on sale for just $1.99. Use it directly on pads and linings to remove the toughest grease, brake dust, and oil without leaving any residue. So make your brakes as clean as a... that would be a whistle. And visit your local Napa Auto Parts store. My conscience is very clean knowing I told you about this deal. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, product not available in all areas. State local restrictions may apply. Offer expires 5/31/12.
Cinco de Mayo. That's actually tomorrow. Today is Cuatro de Mayo, isn't it? Yesterday
it was
Trio de Mayo.
Trace
de Mayo.
Trace.
And then there's Duo de Mayo. I remember him from high school. It's 59 past on Good